Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachom. Our text for reflection is Matthew 17, 14 to 21. Matthew 17, 14 to 21. When they came to the crowd, a man approached Jesus and knelt before him. "Lord, have mercy on my son," he said. "He has seizures and is suffering greatly. He often falls into the fire or into the water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not heal him." "You unbelieving and perverse generation," Jesus replied, "how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy here to me." Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of the boy, and he was healed at that moment. Then the disciples came to Jesus in private and asked, "Why couldn't we drive it out?" He replied, "Because you have so little faith. Truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." My theme for reflection is trusting in God for the impossible. Trusting in God for the impossible. Matthew 17, 14 to 21 offers a powerful lesson about the power of faith, especially in times of desperation. A father comes to Jesus, pleading for his son's healing. His son was plagued by severe seizures and remained in danger, often falling into fire or water. The father had sought help from the disciples, but they could not heal the boy. This desperate plea, "Lord, have mercy on my son," is one of a father seeking deliverance, not for himself, but for his child. It is a powerful reminder that sometimes the weight we carry is not our own, but for those we love. When Jesus encounters this situation, he rebukes the crowd, calling them an unbelieving and perverse generation. This is a clear sign that faith was missing, even among his disciples. Jesus then rebukes the demon, and the boy is immediately healed. In this moment, Jesus demonstrates his divine authority over all things, even the most impossible circumstances. But when the disciples privately ask why they couldn't drive out the demon, Jesus' response is direct: "Because of your little faith." Here we see that faith is not about the size, but about trust and belief in God's power. Jesus goes on to tell them that even faith as small as a mustard seed can move mountains. The mustard seed, though tiny, has the potential to grow into something significant. In the same way, our faith, even if it begins small, can become powerful when we place it fully in God. Faith allows us to do what seems impossible, whether it is healing, deliverance, or overcoming the challenges we face. John Stott reminds us that faith is a reasoning trust, a trust which reckons thoughtfully and confidently upon the trustworthiness of God. My dear friends, in today's world, many of us carry the burdens of others, whether it is for a loved one's health, addiction, or difficult circumstances. We may feel helpless, just like the father in the story. But this passage challenges us to shift our focus. Like the Father, we must bring our burdens to Jesus, trusting in his power to heal and to transform. We live in times where faith can feel small in the face of great obstacles. Whether they are political, social, or personal struggles, yet Jesus reminds us that it is not the size of our faith, but its authenticity and the one we place it in that makes the difference. there are two questions for reflection. Number one, are there areas in your life where you have allowed doubt to overshadow your faith in God's power? Number two, how can you grow your faith even if it starts as small as a mustard seed and trust God to work the impossible in your life or the lives of others? Heavenly Father, we come before you acknowledging our need for faith. Forgive us when we doubt or rely on our own strength. Like the Father in this passage, we bring our burdens to you, trusting in your power to heal, restore, and make all things new. Help us to believe in your promises and to trust in your timing. May our faith, even if small, grow as we witness your mighty works. Strengthen us to face challenges with confidence in your unfailing love. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.